Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. And so this evening we're looking on having a song service, which consists of a lot of singing. And when we sing words, we make promises. Let's think about those promises that we sing about. And most of all, realize and remember that we're singing to God and giving worship and honor to his name. The order of the service, we are going to have Andrew lead us in three songs, from what I understand, and then Jeff is going to lead us in three songs. And we'll look to Brother Dan for devotions. And then Caden, I believe, is going to lead us in three songs, and then Brother Nelson. And then we will close the service. Let's worship together.
Good evening. Let's begin our worship with number 607 in the hymns of the church. Number 607. Number 14, hymns of the church, number 14. In verse 2, I'd like to hear a strong descant if possible. Number 14.
Thank you.
Number 673. 673. Wonderful Grace of Jesus. How many know this song? Yeah, quite a few. If you care to, you may stand for this song.
Praise me. Good evening, everyone. In your Zion's praises, you can turn to number 222. Number 222. Follow the path of Jesus. Number 710.
Seven hundred ten.
Number 572.
Good evening. For a devotional for a song service, we often turn to the Psalms and read Psalms. And my thought was then that we're actually reading the old Jewish songbook. I believe that our songs are inspired by God. The stories behind many of them are somewhat of a gift that somebody just gave, that God gave somebody a new song, and they were able to write it down. But I'm also thinking that singing is a special privilege, a special ability that God has given to mankind, that we can actually, it gives us the ability to transport our soul, our spirit, out of our body and communicate with God. We actually get into heavenly places when we sing. So is not these songs a special gift from God? Like we can't, I wouldn't say that they're infallible, the infallible word of God, but they are inspired. Now there's lots of songs that are worldly songs that are inspired otherwise, but 1 Corinthians 14:14. Paul said, I will pray with it, for if I pray with an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. But what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So he's talking about the spiritual connection that we get through singing. We have the same books at our church, the Zion's Praises and the hymns of the church, combined over 1,800 songs, takes about an average of 4 minutes to sing a song. So 1,800 songs equates to 120 hours. So that's 3 40-hour weeks that it would take to sing all the songs in these books. You know, probably it'd be ways of shortening them up, but we have a great resource. So this evening I would like to read some songs. When I'm thinking about the being the spiritual connection when we sing, number 199 in the hymns of the church. Oh, could I speak the matchless worth? Written by Samuel Medley. And I believe that he had this feeling that he was communicating with the Spirit out of this world. Oh, could I speak the matchless worth? Oh, could I sound the glories forth which in my Savior shine? I'd soar and touch the heavenly strings and vie with Gabriel while he sings in tones almost divine, in tones almost divine. I'd sing the precious blood he spilt, my ransom from the dreadful guilt of sin and wrath divine. I'd sing his glorious righteousness in which all perfect heavenly dress. My soul shall ever shine, my soul shall ever shine. I'd sing the characters he bears and all the forms of love he wears, exalted on his throne. In loftiest songs of sweetest praise, I would to everlasting days make all his glories known, make all his glories known. Well, the delightful day will come when my dear Lord will bring me home and I shall see his face. Then with my Savior, brother, friend, a blessed eternity I'll spend, triumphant in his grace, triumphant in his grace. Our memory verse this morning for our Sunday school memory verse was John 12:46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Number 107, immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light, inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, nor wanting, nor wasting, thou rulest in might, thy justice like mountains, high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. To all life thou givest, to both great and small, great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiled in their sight. All praise we would render, O help us to see, that only the splendor of light hideth thee. We 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13, mentions the thing of comparing spiritual with spiritual. Which things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We don't just take every song that we hear and say that it is inspired of God, but we compare it with the spiritual, with the Word of God, and it is the Word of God, and we can through praise and adoration to God, we can sing praises. A few more songs in Zion's Praises, number 107. Thinking about that, these are examples of praising and adoration to God. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, wealth that can never be told, riches exhaustless of mercy and grace, precious, more precious than gold. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who shall these greatness declare? Jewels whose luster our lives may adorn, pearls that the poorest may wear. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, freely how freely they flow, making the souls of the faithful and true happy wherever they go. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, who would not gladly endure trials, afflictions, and crosses on earth, riches like these to secure. Precious, more precious, wealth that can never be told. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ, precious, more precious than gold. Number 560. When I get to the end of the way, another song about how this, the trials of this life are, don't compare with the glories of heaven. The sands have been washed in the footprints of the stranger on Galilee's shore, and the voice that subdued the rough billows will be heard in Judea no more. But the path of that lone Galilean, with joy I will follow today, and the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. There are so many hills to climb upward, and often I'm longing for rest. But he who appoints me my pathway knows just what is needful and best. I know in his word he hath promised that my strength it shall be as my day, and the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. He loves me too well to forsake me or to give me one trial too much. All his people have been dearly purchased, and Satan can never claim such. By and by I shall see him and praise him in the city of unending day, and the toils of the road will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. When the last feeble steps have been taken and the gates of that city appear, and the beautiful songs of the angels float out on my listening ear, when all of the that now seems so mysterious will be bright and as clear as a day, then the toils of the road will be seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. Number 631, a song about singing. A I might mention that if any of you have this, any of these songs on your list, I don't mind if you sing them, because it's different to read them and sing them. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions, bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk this pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. 682. In my heart there rings a melody. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis the melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. 'Twill be my endless theme in glory. With the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love. And then in closing, number 807. This is a challenge for us to take through life. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." I don't know Stanley Burkholder, but the melody was put together by Mrs. John Drudge. And I was first introduced to this song in Bible school before it was, we sang it at one of our programs before this book was printed. Teach me, O Lord, to number my days. Teach me to number my days, that I may apply unto wisdom my heart, that I may apply my heart. I am but a man, my years are but a day. Short will be my stand, and brief will be my stay. And I will not again e'er pass along this way. Teach me, O Lord, to number my days. O teach me to number my days. Teach me, O Lord, to number my days. Teach me to number my days. And let me be wholly devoted to thee, to daily increase thy praise. Life is like the sand, soon trickled through the glass. Flowers we appear to perish as the grass. 1,000 years with thee, as yesterday is past. Teach me, O Lord, to number my days. O teach me to number my days. And satisfy early my deep yearning heart, that I may rejoice always. 60 years and 10 are all our lives may hold. Fleeting years we spend, a tale so quickly told, and judgment greets us then. Our Maker we behold. Teach me, O Lord, to number my days. Teach me to number my days. And may I apply my heart unto wisdom. Let's kneel for prayer. Our holy and righteous Father, we come before you to thank you for your goodness, your graciousness. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of singing. We thank you that we can communicate with your spirit and your spirit with our spirit, and help us to go on and serve you and apply our hearts unto wisdom. Bless the remainder of this service and go with each one as we go from here, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 521. Victory in Jesus, number 521. deeper, deeper. 420. Awakening Chorus, number 47.
Awake, awake, the earth is full of glory.
In Zion's Praises, 383. Where Jesus is, 'tis heaven to me. 383. And those who care to may stand to sing the song.
Since Christ my soul from sin set free, this world has been a heaven to me, amid her sorrows and this woe, this have my Jesus here to know. Oh, hallelujah, yes, tis heaven to know, my sins forgive, on that mercy.
Six hundred fifty-five.
Heaven will surely be worth it all.
You may be seated. 631. I remember paging through the book this afternoon, and I stopped, and I considered for a bit singing this song, and I don't remember why, but I paged past. But after Brother Dan read it, I thought it would make an excellent closing song. When we all get to heaven, 631. Do mi so,
sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we are